Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You are listening to the Motherhood Unstressed podcast, and I'm your host, Liz Carlisle. Welcome to a fresh week. I am so glad that you're here and that you are spending this time with me. And if this is the first time that you're tuning in, welcome. I am so glad that you're here and that you found the show and this amazing community of women all over the world. And I think we're definitely feeling a sense of community, especially after all of the big events that happened this past week with the tragic death of George Floyd at the hands of the Minneapolis police, just all of the incredible marches and efforts online to raise awareness about white privilege and white supremacy and how permeated that is in our society. In fact, our country was built on that, on stolen land from Native Americans and built on the backs of slaves. So I think we are really, truly in the midst of a revolution in this country and all over the world. I mean, we've all been seeing the incredible protests in Paris and London and just all over. And so it's really like a lightning bolt, I think, in our culture, in our global culture. And it's exciting to have a platform in the midst of all of that, to be alive in the midst of all of that. I think it's incredible. As hard as these conversations are and as difficult as they are, I think it's just, it's really an amazing time to be alive, honestly. But transitioning now to this episode and what it's all about, I'm speaking with the incredible Mary Ellen Ryder. She's the co-founder of an FDA-approved automatic Kegel device called YarLap. And we do a deep dive into what YarLap does, but also primarily about pelvic health and why that is so incredibly important for your entire body and your mind, body, and spirit. And really, you know, it's not just women who've had vaginal births. It's not just women who are of a certain age. We all need to tone our pelvic floor so that we can live our best lives for as long as possible. And, you know, every system in our body is connected, and the pelvic floor is a huge part of that. And so when that's healthy, everything else, including, you know, your posture is affected by that. So I think you're going to love this episode. I think you're going to learn a lot. If you love it, please share it out on your Instagram stories and tag me at Motherhood Unstressed. Please follow me at Motherhood Unstressed. I'll follow you back and we can just have this greater sense of community just from the online space. And so I think especially now with everything going on in the world, it's important to have our tribes, our community of people who are interested in getting better and creating a more beautiful world for our children. So I love it when you do that. I love it when you leave a review as well. So thank you for taking those 20 to 30 seconds to tell other people that this is a good show to listen to, one that they should listen to. So without further ado, please enjoy my episode with Mary Ellen Ryder. Hey guys, before we jump into this episode, I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Beekeepers Naturals. And this is a company doing incredible things in the world of holistic health. And I actually had the founder on the show a few episodes back. Her name is Carly Stein. And we talk about all of the incredible things that bee products can do, things like bee propolis spray, even the honey, how incredibly healthy that is. It's full of antivirals. It's an antibacterial. People have been using it even for wound healing. So it goes back, you know, ages in history, and we're just now bringing back the true power of natural medicine. And Carly, through her company, Beekeepers Naturals, is doing that each and every day. Now, she's setting you up with a special code, Unstressed. So if you go to beekeepersnaturals.com, you can use that code to save 15%. And I'm telling you, it's so good to have the bee propolis spray in your cabinet ready to go. If you wake up one morning and you feel like you have a sore throat coming, it will knock it out.
Well, hello, Mary Ellen. Welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that we're connecting on this very important topic. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah. And don't feel embarrassed about saying anything. I think a lot of people who come on these shows, you know, are worried about swearing or worried about saying certain words, but you don't have to worry about that here. So before we jump all into the goodness that we're going to share today, Why don't you give us a little bit of background about you and how you got into this particular work?
Yeah, so it's definitely a different line of work than I think most people find normal. I am the co-founder of YarLap, which is an FDA-cleared medical device to treat urinary incontinence, so people who have bladder leaks, we treat that. And it was kind of like serendipity. It's just a kind of happy happenstance. My dad and I actually co-founded it together, and he's a medical device engineer, and I worked at a women's NGO called Women for Women International. And I knew that I wanted to do something with women's health or women's rights and kind of help spread the word. And my dad was like, well, you should do something with us. And I think this is a big opportunity with incontinence. And I think I fell into this normal thinking where it's like incontinence only affects older people. I don't really want to do that. That's not really my thing. And he's like, just research it, spend a day, just go look at stuff and then come back and talk to me. And I, within like 15 minutes of looking at everything, it was not just older people, but it was like runners and moms and everybody in between and athletes, and everybody has, as I was like looking more and more into it, I was like, everybody has this, or everybody knows somebody who has it. And I was like, count me in, you got me. So that's kind of how I started this with my dad.
That's brilliant. That's so cool. Like, I always love hearing the true background stories behind companies, especially one that affects so many people, and I'm right there with you. I never realized that it was, you know, more than just the elderly, more than just brand new moms. I think I didn't even realize that moms had such a massive issue with incontinence after having babies until I experienced it myself. And I was an athlete all through pregnancy. And, you know, I thought everything would just zip right back together. And I was shocked to find out that I was having issues running after having my first son. I was like, what is going on? Is this going to be my new normal? So let's dive in. Why is this such a problem for so many people aside from, you know, the elderly and new moms? Why does the pelvic floor have such issues with this?
I think that, first of all, we don't really talk about it in health classes or anything. We don't really talk about the pelvic floor and what to do to keep it maintained, to keep it toned, or what happens when it loses tone. And so by the time some women are pregnant and they've had childbirth, that's so much pressure on your pelvic floor that it does get weakened, especially if it wasn't weakened before, if it wasn't toned before, it might be now. And they're like, well, I guess this is a new norm. This is something I have to deal with. And that's not true. You have to just have the right information, the right tools to kind of regain that tone. And weakening starts in your 20s, which blew my mind. It can start in your 20s. And sometimes by the time you're in your 30s, Kegels can be almost impossible because they're really hard to isolate. And so what I wanted to do is basically just create something that would just take all that guesswork away. Even if you had no idea what you were doing, you don't think you have any tone, still got your back, still can get tone. It's okay. And again, repetitive motion, like jumping, running, anything like that can weaken your pelvic floor. Childbirth, pregnancy, weight gain, menopause, all of that can have an effect on the tone of your pelvic floor muscles. And we just don't talk about it. We don't know about it until basically we have this issue of bladder leakage. And then you get this idea of like, I'm the only one who has it. It's only me. What do? I guess this is my new way of life. And that's not true.
Wow. Yeah. And I think that's, you just said it perfectly, is, you know, especially with athletes, runners, long distance runners, you would think that they would be in peak physical condition, that they wouldn't even have to worry about this. But it exists. So how do you start losing tone? Or on the other side, how do you maintain it? Like someone listening to this in their 20s, how do you actually maintain it throughout your entire life?
Yeah. So I always tell everybody, do your Kegels. But I think everybody has heard that to the point where they're like, I do them. What's the point? It's not working for me. I have this issue, or I'm doing it correctly. I'm fine. But it's actually been shown that over 50% of women who try to do Kegel exercises do them wrong. So if you're initiating your rear end, your butt, or your abs, or your thighs while you're trying to do a Kegel, probably not doing them. And so if you're not doing them, you're not getting the benefits. And so my big thing is for every woman, do your Kegels, but, you know, comma, do them correctly. You have to do them for the right amount of time, the correct way. And that's how you can ensure that you're going to maintain that tone, is by doing the exercises, but you have to do them correctly. You have to do them in the right intervals. And I think that that's a big, big hurdle.
Okay. So take us back to basics. You know, for the person listening, what exactly is comprised of the pelvic floor? You know, we're trying to do our Kegels. We're not even sure really where everything is. So can you give us a quick primer on the pelvic floor, what it does specifically, and then how to do the Kegels properly?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Let me paint you like this. Let me paint you this beautiful picture of, of your pelvic floor, is that it's the muscles that are interwoven between your pubic bone, your pelvic bone. And it kind of, if you think about it, it's kind of like a hammock. It lays there and it supports everything, like your bladder, your uterus, and your visceral organs, and it holds them into its natural position. And then if you think about it like a hammock, when it gets weakened, it starts to sag and things start to shift because they're trying to figure their way out into this new support system or lack thereof. And when that happens and everything starts to shift, pushers put on your bladder because it's at the lowest part, right? Everything falls and your bladder falls and it's at the bottom of this like pyramid basically. And you all of a sudden, when you sneeze or you laugh or you cough and there's pressure put down, your pelvic floor can't really hold that together and it squeezes and you pee a little bit. And so that really affects a lot of women, right? But another one is urge incontinence, which is also kind of commonly known as overactive bladder, which is the sudden need to pee. Like you can't hold it. You have this feeling and you got to go. And that can be the atrophy of the muscles surrounding it. So it all of a sudden spasms and it squeezes the bladder and you pee. You have the sudden urge, you have that muscle spasm and you pee. And so it's really important to maintain tone and to make sure that you don't go into muscle atrophy, that you're always keeping that muscle moving and you're keeping it toned, you're keeping it worked out, but correctly.
Okay. So for the woman list, I think we've all done Kegels in our lives. How do you do it without activating other muscle groups? Like, is there something that you envision? I mean, what's the secret?
Yeah. So a lot of people do, pelvic floor exercises when they're doing like yoga or Pilates, right? There's certain moves where you're like, okay, and then you engage your pelvic floor and you lift, you tighten and you lift. And that's really good. That's good engagement. But you want to make sure that you're using your entire pelvic floor, right? That you're engaging the entire pelvic floor. And a lot of people think, okay, if you have a string attached to your pelvic floor and you just pull it up by the tops of your head and just pull it, that can do it. But sometimes people use their rear end or something like that. And if you are one of those people who don't know how to do a Kegel, you're afraid you're not doing it correctly or anything like that, you can use a tool like the Yarlap to just do it all for you. Or this is going to be really weird. It's going to make some people cringe, but there's also something known as the Oxford test, which is to stick a finger in your vagina and see if you can clench it. And if you can clench it, probably got good pelvic floor tone, but you can't really do that exercise in public. Not encouraged. Don't do that in public. But a lot of people, when they're like telling their friends, and they're like, I'm doing a pelvic floor exercise, I'm doing my Kegels right now, and you don't even know.
Right.
Are you doing them correctly? No one knows.
Well, and so talk to us about the Yarlap, what it actually does, how it concentrates that specific muscle group, and is this something that you could do in public?
So we created the Yarlap to make sure that it was small and discreet, and you use it for just 20 minutes a day, 3 to 5 days a week. Yeah, so it's pretty short workouts. And the great thing with the Yarlap is it just sends a gentle signal into your pelvic floor muscles to work out for you. So you don't sit there and clench along with it. You just sit there and let it do its thing. You just sit there and just reap all the benefits that the Yarlap is doing for you. Because what it's doing is it's sending a signal using NMES, which is neuromuscle electrostimulation. And it's sending a very gentle signal into your pelvic floor muscles, telling them to move and basically waking them up and saying, hey, this is what we're doing. This is for how long. This is what we're doing. Do it. And that's what the Yarlap does.
Is it something that's painful? Is it like electric shock therapy for your vagina?
No. So it feels, everybody's got a different sensation in their vagina, right? Everybody has a different feeling. But the most common one we get are, it feels like a firm handshake in your vagina, or it feels like butterflies. Either way, it doesn't hurt at all. There's no discomfort. It just feels like your muscles are moving, but you're not the one moving your muscles. So at the beginning, you're like, wait, what is that? Those are the muscles that are supposed to be moving. And I think one of the most common things that we also get is, I didn't even know that those muscles existed.
Right.
And every time I get that, I laugh because it's so true. It's so true.
Now, I would think like something like this would enable you to have better orgasms, obviously would enable you to have better control over your bladder and all kinds of activities that you might be doing. Why is the pelvic floor such a huge thing to keep healthy? I mean, obviously we don't want to be peeing ourselves, but I think there's other reasons behind it. And just doing research for this interview, I saw a lot mentioned on your site. So talk to us about that.
Right. Yeah, no, oh, that's such a Midwestern thing to say is, yeah, oh no, is that the Kegels are incredibly important for sexual and intimate health, right? You always read everywhere, do Kegels for bedroom stuff. And it's because the same muscles that are contracting during orgasm are the same ones that are contracting during your pelvic floor exercises. So you then learn through muscle memory, your muscles go, oh, wait, we're contracting. I know how to do this. I know how to do it bigger, better, faster, stronger, right? And so you all of a sudden have a better pelvic floor tone. You could have a better response to the orgasm. And so that's why a lot of places will say do Kegels to help with intimacy or all these other things, is because they're all intertwined. Everything kind of is working together. And that's the great thing about the female body, is everything works together. And in that same vein, your pelvic floor also helps with posture. And it can also help with, weirdly, we actually did a peer review journal article on this, is it can help sometimes possibly with back pain, unexplained back pain, because your back, when your pelvic floor gets weakened and it basically just loses all the support for your bladder and your uterus and everything, your back then starts to compensate for that pressure. And so what it's doing is it's holding everything up, but the back is not supposed to be doing that. That's the pelvic floor's role, right? Your back is not supposed to be keeping all of that together. And all of a sudden your back gets strained because it's trying to keep everything together. And then that gives way. And then all of a sudden you kind of have knee pain because your knee is the next thing. If you think about your body as an arch, your knee is the next thing that compensates all that weight. And your knees are not supposed to be taking that weight. And so pelvic floor muscle control is really important for, I would say, a lot, if not most, of your total well-being, because it goes into a lot more than just bladder control. It goes into sex, and it goes into posture, and it goes into so many other things, because it's the root of everything. It's the base, and you want to make sure that your base is strong.
That definitely makes sense. So for, you know, a new mom who just had a baby, how soon after that, you know, whether she got a C-section or natural birth or whatever, can she start using Yarlap?
Yeah. So every new mom, congratulations, it's fantastic, but you want to make sure that you're cleared to do exercise. So whenever your OBGYN tells you that you're cleared for exercise, you're good to go with using the Yarlap, but you want to make sure that you're healed and you really take time to make sure that everything is good to go before you use the Yarlap.
Yeah. I'm curious, are you guys coordinating at all with OBGYNs, you know, anyone in the medical field who has, you know, patients coming in with overactive bladder, and then instead of giving them prescription drugs, could do something like this where they could actually, you know, tone from within?
Right. Use like a holistic approach to toning your pelvic floor. We do work a lot with OBGYNs. We work very heavily with physical therapists. They are fantastic. I mean, everybody is, but they really want to make sure that if they can't do, especially right now with COVID, if they're unable to actually see face-to-face with the patient, some of them recommend using the Yarlap, because it just does everything for you and it keeps you on track with what your physical therapist or what your licensed healthcare professional is telling you to do. And it's making sure that it's done correctly.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the biggest things, you know, to get someone to go into a doctor's office anyway with this very private, you know, embarrassing really matter is a lot. So to have this on the market, I think, and be FDA approved, I think is really brilliant. And just to get to have this conversation to put out into the world, like, this is such a common issue, not just for new moms, but for anybody, I think is really empowering. So, you know, is there any huge takeaway that you want to leave with the listener? Anything that you want to have them remember from this talk, aside from that, you know, this is a very normal, routine issue that, you know, we can all treat?
Yeah, I would say that if you have bladder leakage or anything and you're afraid of losing tone, or you think you've already lost it, please don't ever think that you're alone. 1 in 3 women in the United States alone, 1 in 3 have some form of incontinence, which is mind-blowing. So don't ever think that you're alone. Please go and either talk to somebody, talk to your licensed healthcare professional, or do something to regain that control, because it's not something that you have to live with for the rest of your life. It's not. Don't think that. Don't let anyone think that.
Awesome. And I do really like the approach that, you know, you don't have to take medication for this. You don't have to get surgery. Like, this is something that you can build on. Have you any success stories with older? I know we've talked a lot about moms, because that's really like the main demographic that listens to the show, but I'm curious, you know, for our older parents or grandparents, you know, is this something that you can benefit them? I'm interested in those stories.
Yeah. So my favorite for probably forever will always remain this 80-year-old, and she lets us talk about it because she thinks it's just as great as we do. She's 80 something, and she had urinary incontinence, and she wanted to get pelvic floor control. And she got pelvic floor control with the RLAP, but then she started noticing that her sex life was basically on fire. She wanted to do it all the time, everywhere. Wow. And she was like, I haven't felt like that since I was in my 50s. And when she called and told us that, she didn't know, but I was sitting there crying. And my dad was, he was also with us, and she knew us. And he's like, oh, that's fantastic. This is great. And I'm sitting there crying because I couldn't imagine decades of having this issue. Mm. And not having that kind of intimacy with somebody else, and to hear her life and to hear all these things that she's regained was, and having a small part of that was just intense. It was so fantastic. But we hear a lot of stories like that, and it doesn't matter what age you are. It really doesn't. If you've got a pelvic floor and you're an adult woman, hi, my name is Mary Ellen. Happy to help you. But I love hearing when they talk to us, and you can always tell when they're about to say something that's about incontinence, because they always lead off with, this might be too much information. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, nope, I've heard it all. You don't even have to say that. Just tell me what you want, because I've heard it all. I've heard it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really, like, that region is so connected to, you know, a chakra that we have in our bodies. Yeah. That's connected to sexuality, to creativity, to even confidence. So it totally makes sense to me that toning that, to nurturing that, would open up so many other possibilities, so many other realities for you in your life that weren't there before. Oh, I love that story.
It's so interconnected. It's mind blowing.
Wow. Is this available just in the US, or is it available worldwide?
Yeah. So we are FDA cleared for the United States. Sometimes you can do a one-off shipping, but we basically stay within the United States.
Okay. Because I know we have a lot of listeners in Canada who probably are obsessed with this right now.
Tell them to contact us. But
okay.
But yeah, we're here in the United States, and thank you for letting me talk on and on about the pelvic floor muscles.
No,
I think it started. I can't stop.
Well, I think it's so fascinating. And it is such a huge part of, especially for women, you know, I think we shut that area down a lot of times, you know, via culture or shame or, you know, whatever it may be. And when you start to have open-ended conversations like this and talk about the health of that particular area and like how amazing it is when it's really, really good, I think is really a form of feminism, you know? So
oh, yeah.
I love having conversations like these. But I do have some rapid fire questions for you if you are ready.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Pelvic floor health is
incredibly important. Don't neglect it.
I'm grateful for.
Oh, I am grateful for my family, especially a dad that I can not only work with, but also like be with outside and not only talk about work. I'm very happy.
And what's something that you've learned in life that you wish someone would have told you earlier on?
Doing a startup is hard, but it's worth it. Don't give up.
Okay, so now the big question. Where can everybody find you online? How can they order YarLap? Tell us all of the things.
So the YarLap is available on our website at YarLap, YARLAP.com. And we're also available on Amazon in the United States.
Beautiful. Mary Ellen, this was so good. I feel like I learned a lot, and I'm re-motivated to start doing my Kegels. And
thank you so much.
There's no way I can do Kegels for 20 minutes, so I need some help.
Thank you. No. Just let me know. But yeah, it's very important, and I think that more women should feel less ashamed about it. It's a shame that we feel any kind of negativity towards this subject, but... We're here to shatter that, right? That's what we're doing.
We're literally doing that right now. And yeah. Everyone listening right now, you were part of that process. So thank you. Thank you so much, Mary Ellen.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for having me. This has been absolutely delightful. Thank you.
You have been listening to the Motherhood Unstressed podcast. And I'm your host, Liz Carlisle. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you love this episode, please share it out with a friend or on social media. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. You just have to hit those 5 stars. You don't even have to write anything. And as always, make sure that you're subscribed so that you never miss a guided meditation every Wednesday or every Monday, an interview with an amazing guest doing amazing work in the world. Thanks.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.